Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Rolling into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. Got lots of calls to get to. We'll get to them with you. Lots of information and news and reactions and takes and everything else to get to as well. But first things first, Bart. It's Monday. We missed you on Friday, by the way.
Who filled in with the sour hour?
Tom wasn't here.
Oh.
And who was it?
Julio.
That's right. Yeah. He refused to even try. Now it makes me feel better about Tom. Because at least, even though Tom bailed in the middle of the second attempt, at least he tried.
Yes.
Joe didn't even try. Didn't even try. Like just said, I know I'll be bad at it, so why bother?
That's like trying to cover Luther Vandross, man. Don't play yourself, son.
But still, you got to give it a shot, don't you?
That is
respect
true.
The craft. So he didn't try. So Tom, now all of a sudden, you have moved up in the power rankings. In the Power Hour ranking.
Is that the kid I slammed on a...
Huh?
I think I slammed this kid before.
Slammed?
Phrasing?
I was at the other place. I think I slammed this kid on the table.
Why?
Because he's blind, and he wanted to feel what it felt like. He's a big wrestling fan. We were talking about The Undertaker. So he had never been, like, tombstoned. So I tombstoned him.
He looks like he might be 12 years old.
Yeah, he was like 8 back then.
And you just, what did you do?
I tombstoned him on a desk.
What is that?
Like the Undertaker finishing move. It's like put him over the shoulder, drop him down.
It's a pile driver.
I needed him to just say that so that the listeners understood.
Well, his mom was there.
Right. Well, he survived it clearly because now he's singing on Tamron.
Yeah, barely. I mean, he was back, in a couple weeks.
He was
nice singing on Tamron, but I swear that looks like his mom too. I'll find it on my Instagram.
Gonna have to.
I will have to see.
Well, he's in the building.
Looked like he grew his hair out.
He did. Looks like your hair.
Yeah.
Mom right there.
Yeah, I'm a Tutsi. He's a Hutu. So mine's got a little, I'm a little nappier than him, but it's all good.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, with all that being said, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the Power Hour, 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 Hour. Hour, and then it was 16.
For full effect there.
And then it was 16.
So the Yankees season has not started yet, as everybody knows, of course. And already we are facing what last season ended with this. And it begins with the same exact problem. If I had, if we were all talking about what is the biggest issue about the Yankees off last season, you would say what?
The biggest issue from the Yankees, I would say
from last season.
I would say pitching.
No.
Oh, health.
Yes.
Health, Bob. You told me it was multiple choice.
No, I did not say multiple choice. I said if I asked you.
Why did you just give me true or false?
Because I probably should have just said true or false. But I didn't because I thought you'd be able to...
Give me a 50% chance.
I mean, you could phone a friend.
You see, I'm trying to find if that's the kid.
He's too worried about whether or not he slammed a child through a table earlier.
Yeah, he's definitely scrolling on Instagram right now. That's not helpful. Bottom line is, yes, injuries from last season was the biggest problem.
You found it? See? Is that him?
So, thanks, Tom.
What's this kid's name that's on TV?
I don't know. You have to ask Tamara. Tell her to come here.
Yeah, I'll get on the line with her producer right now.
Tell her I summoned her.
He's dressed the same as his mom. You see that?
Yeah. You can always tell. Black women always do the same thing. It's something that every black kid is very conscious of.
What's that?
Every black kid that age, check out his belt.
I can't see it now.
It's going to always be the buckle. See, I thought he was going to say the highlight of his life was me body slamming him on the table.
No, he did not say that.
So he was a friend.
The buckle. Yeah, what's about the buckle?
Okay, his name is Wani. Oh, he's 16 now?
Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
Wani Benny.
Benedict.
See? Yeah, I told you. I only slammed a couple kids on their neck.
A couple?
Yeah, a few. See? I slammed him, right? Yes, son. I know I slammed him. I should go down there and give a Ric Flair chop right on his chest plate right now.
Why don't you go down now?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Remember me?
Ta-da! Go ahead. It's what? Woo! Is it the floor down? Two floors down?
Yeah,
go.
And do the strut. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Just
yes, why don't you do it right now? Hit him up on, they got his Instagram right there.
Yeah, tell him to come up. Say, remember me? I slammed you at the other place. Let me be an equal opportunity ass kicker. Let me slam you on this one.
That's it.
Oh, this one bigger, too. I might be able to come off the top like Macho Man. I can give him the tombstone and the elbow to Macho Man Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah. I thought I slammed the hell out of that kid. That's what I'm talking about, son.
Okay. That's great. Forgot where we were, so...
It's the Yankees. The Yankees ain't weak ass health, man.
Right.
And now we got to worry about DJ LeMahieu
now starting the season injured.
What's the level of concern? You got a pitcher that's scared straight that don't want to go against Altuve. I'm looking for this pitch, man. And if I get it, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We got Stroman talking all that stuff, mm-hmm. and he's going to curl out. You know what I'm saying? He's going to curl out.
Thursday, the Yankee season starts, and already injuries are affecting the lineup and obviously the pitching. No Garrett Cole we knew about already.
Can we get the matchups? Like, you know, Tim the Tool
Pool,
Man.
Pond
no, Tim
be good
the
for
Tool
you.
Man. Tom, do we have, like, who the matchup is? Is it going to be Nestor Cortez versus?
Stand by, I can find that.
And then, I'm trying to figure out, you know, like, you know when you're in line, right? Yankee fans, you know when you're in line? Like, so we used to have this drill called Bang Bang. And, like, we used to have to lay down on the ground. And then the running back is 10 yards apart. You got to roll over when they blow the whistle, find them, and try not to get ran over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you know what people used to do? They used to check and count in the line.
Framber Valdez will be starting for the Astros on opening day.
See what I'm saying?
Not really surprising.
So now you go, and bang, bang, you go, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, snap, I'm 4. I don't want that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that's what Stroman did. He looked up and said he didn't want that smoke. He's trying to match up so he can go against a lesser
pitcher. Stroman claimed he just wanted to stick to his plan and how he prepares for the season, and if he had to suddenly adjust his schedule to be ready for
my God.
You know, the earlier start.
So Nestor, you do it. Talk about being a good teammate. Nestor, you do it. I thought you wanted all the smoke. I thought you ran up the chimney. You talked all that smoke, man. And then when it came down to it to prove it, put your money where your talk is.
Well, where would you rather start?
I'm a star where the team need me at, son.
Well, you say that, but where would you rather? If I gave you the option of starting in the house of horrors that is Minute Maid Park in Houston on opening day.
I'm sorry.
Or if I said, you could be ready to go at Yankee Stadium, what would you pick?
Sorry, Allen. Much like Fleece Johnson. I'm a warrior. I don't care where the hell we start. On the road. At home. I'm 10 toes down, baby. Shoe program. Shoes. No laces.
Well, that's what a lot of people want to believe. That's what a lot of people want to believe.
But he talking with that same bravado, right? Ain't that how he carry himself? Got the do-rag on. Dax do-rag on. I'm from New York City. Well, I always wanted to be here.
He's actually from Patchogue.
Yeah, but you know, whatever. You know, he rounded up.
They have a nice village. It's a nice village, though. They have a nice village in Patchogue.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm this, I'm that. Man, if you want that smoke, man, team, it ain't even a question. It just shouldn't be obvious. Hey, man, we need you to take the ball. Got it, boss.
Yeah, it didn't happen, and he said it was basically for his schedule. Was best for him in preparing for the season, getting himself ready.
Curved out.
So that's that story.
But
the injuries are the bigger issue to me.
Yeah.
And I said this earlier in the show, I'm going to say it again.
Judge got to deal with the toe for the rest of his career. He giving you that bad
Well, and
news.
He was also, remember, he was also dealing with some stuff in oblique. The abs. Yep. Not the oblique now, but the abs,
okay,
we were told.
The abs.
And then Rizzo's got a lat thing, and obviously DJ now the foot. So
and Garrett is
your leadoff batter now is compromised, and that changes already your lineup. And also, who's on third? What's on second? Well, who's on first, actually?
I mean, is it?
But we know that it's Rizzo, but hopefully, you know, he doesn't get hurt. Like, all I'm saying is this: I don't want to hear any more from Yankees fans who are saying that the owner's cheap. I don't want to hear it. I hate hearing it.
I
hear the calls when I listen to the station, and they all talk about how Hal is he's a tightwad. He's cheap. He's not like his father. He runs it like a family business. He's on a budget.
Well,
he's on a budget. He's got one of the highest payrolls in the sport. It is not about how much he's spending. It's about how that money is being spent. And that's where the focus should be. And they were supposed to, going out of that, out of last season, where there was so much consternation from Yankees fans who had had it, 82-80 season, is saying what we signed up for. The expectation is to play for a championship. Subpar season, things have to change. Nothing changed. Manager stayed the same. GM stayed the same. They brought in a consulting firm. They looked around and went, yep, yep, this is a baseball team. Yep. Like, nothing changed. And then on top of it, you get Juan Soto. Okay, you add one piece, and that's it.
We'll spend some more.
And yet the injury thing continues to be a problem. Why? Because you had a guy who built a team off players who either have been hurt or have a history of being hurt. They either come in hurt or have a history of it. And you can't build a team like that. And then, of course, I look at you and I go, Jets offensive line. Yeah. But the Yankees, to me, this is the problem. It's the same problem. And if you expect something different, you're crazy.
But the Jets off in line getting insurance because they're going to draft somebody.
Well, they have to.
Abundance, right?
They have to.
But what I'm saying is, so does the Yankees have to. Because when you got a pitcher that's scared to pitch because he don't want to get out of his routine.
I don't know if he's scared, but.
So, yeah, he's scared.
All right.
So be it. He's scared that his routine can't be adjusted 3 weeks before the damn season start. Like, what are we talking about? So what I'm saying is, then if you're not going to be scared, then don't be scared all the way. Don't just be halfway scared if you're the Yankees. Don't just be, okay, well, we got high payrolls. We spent the money bad. You can't change that. The money already spent. So what? Yeah, double down. We can't have another season where the Yankees don't make the postseason. Like, you're talking about a guy who could potentially be facing Tommy John surgery. You better get some of these pitchers before they get picked up. So why not? Are you not going out there and going to the vault and saying, okay, let me go ahead and get Montgomery and Trevor Bauer and deal with the consequences? But saying, hey, no, all is forgiven if you win.
Luis Gil. Luis Gil's the guy.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Luis Gil.
Who's that?
He's a guy that they picked up. I forget where he came from.
Nah, man.
Cleveland, maybe?
Nah, bro.
Like, he had been hurt. They really feel like,
So we depend on another hurt guy.
Yes.
Stop it, man. No. Give me Montgomery.
But he pitched well.
Montgomery. I hurt your feelings. We apologize. Mm-hmm. Come on home. Come on. We'll give you a little extra cheese on a taco to make you feel better. Because guess what? Where we spending as much as anybody else, our evaluation about how much this organization is worth is higher than everybody else. So who cares if I got to spend another $30 million? You know what I'm saying? You got a guy in Trevor Bauer that say he's ready to spend, play for the minimum. Man, quit playing, man. I would have been signing him yesterday. Mm. I'd be damned what other people say. You know what I'm saying? There's been other people that did crazy stuff. Like, hey, if he got off, he got off. It ain't my fault. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and sign that. You know, let's not throw stones in the glass house. When we all in the glass house, we all got stones we can throw.
Mm-hmm.
You just saw the dude, what, yesterday? You just saw him in Cano yesterday, right? Or the day before. I saw y'all swinging and missing, whiffle balling at his pitches. You know what I'm saying? Sign him. What you doing?
No, they are stuck with – they're sticking with what they have.
Man, don't give me that stuff.
Garrett Cole will be coming back.
They stuck by Chapman, so don't give me that, dog.
No. And then Carlos Rodon did not have a good – I don't think he had a good spring.
Did you see Chapman with his mama? That was disturbing stuff, man.
Didn't we do that? Didn't we watch that together?
Oh, yeah, man.
That was different.
That's some disturbing stuff, man.
It was different.
That's some weird. That's some weirdo stuff. Like, I wouldn't sign him in the league no more just because he did that. Like, you a weirdo, bro.
It was different. Yeah, it was definitely different.
I ain't never had the inkling to grab my mama boo-boobs after 30.
After 30?
No, I'm just saying after she was feeding me with that golden potion, you know what I'm saying, for the first 6 months of my life. He just grabbed his mom tatas like what we doing, man?
Yeah.
That's some weirdo stuff, man. That's the
massage.
That might be the most disturbing thing I've seen. Like, it's one, you know, it's a lot out of all the weird things that you've seen in your life people do that was unsettling. Mm. Imagine that and then make it that person's mama. Almost enough to make me throw up.
Yeah. I don't know how we got onto that, but it is, again, the pitching is a Yankee issue, injuries are an issue, and they go together. And so
So
you can. But you're saying sign this guy, sign that guy, spend more. And I'm like
yes.
When will whoever is spending be held accountable for spending poorly?
I get that.
This ain't about a guy being cheap. It's about the money being spent poorly.
Hold on, but aren't you the same guy that told me, when Aaron Rodgers went down, we need to go get a backup. We need to go get somebody.
Yes.
So if Gerrit Cole is there and we think that he's going to come back and he potentially is going to tear it, you might want to have
Cy
Young and a guy that you know can pitch well in New York.
They need to find. Yes. They definitely. I think the priority has to be not Juan Soto. It can't be. Your priority now has to be. We might lose Gerrit Cole for a year at some point. You heard Buster only talk about it. All the experts say the elbow, you know, does he get through this year? Maybe. Will he be compromised? He could be. Could it pop on him?
He's going to be a Tanaka,
Tommy John is, in his future.
He's going to be Tanaka, have you nervous.
You need another ace, and obviously Carlos Rodon is not that. You need another ace.
One cheap ace.
That can come in and be take pressure off of Cole. And when Cole, not the if, but when that happens and this poor guy's elbow blows up, have somebody that can carry you through the year while he's gone. And what you have right now on this roster does not have, there's no one that you can say, well, they can get us through a season. Are you crazy?
I would say if the Yankees sign Trevor Bauer and Montgomery, it's equivalent to the Steelers signing Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Montgomery is Justin Fields?
Yeah.
No.
Hold on. He's showing you that he can pitch in his world. He's showing you that he got potential.
He didn't do well in Texas. He did well in was it St. Louis he didn't do well? It was in Texas he did well, right? I got it backwards.
Exactly. And he a champion?
One or the other.
He knows something about y'all don't know around here.
But
he knows something that y'all don't know around
here. They found something that in his fastball that the Yankees wouldn't let him use. And it's something like that. Making me sound so unprepared by bringing up things that I wasn't ready to talk about today.
That's how we do it. That's what they want to hear. They want to hear that sitting at the bar at Applebee's just spitfire and talking about what's happening.
Just making up stuff.
We sitting there drinking our
I think that's the story, but I'd have to probably do some research before I discuss it.
We out there drinking our blue drink.
Yes, we are.
And you drinking your Coke 45 and we watching TV and something come up and we're like,
and we just randomly go off of the next thing on the television.
Yeah, you know who they should do? Yeah, man, they should definitely do that.
Yeah. See that Bosley? You know who needs that?
Thibodeau?
I think he's happy just the way it is.
Yeah, Tibbs, look, he reminds me of Charlie Brown hair. We're going to call him Charlie
Speaking
Brown.
Speaking of hair, I'm going to ask you for a ruling. Actually, Dino, Tom, I need you involved in this as well. But Bart especially. Because I did something post-game on Saturday that was all in good fun, right? But I was very curious about. I wanted the answer. And my whole life has been, if I don't know something, I ask a question so I can get the answer. And as I could sound as, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Just stupid people who don't ask and then pretend to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I ask, then I can say, I know. You could laugh at me for not knowing, but at least now I know. So Deuce McBride had a great game against the Nets. 6 3-pointers, played awesome. It's like 26 points. We had him as our in-studio interview after the game. I get to do those. So I said to him at the end of the interview, the last question, I waited for the end, and then I said, I've been wanting to ask you this. He had a great shooting performance in Golden State just 3 games ago. He had a great shooting performance against the Nets. He's shooting over 40% from three for the season. He's been a great story. But if you've noticed his hair, he's got, you know, the regular high top.
Yeah.
With a braid. Just one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
it
goes over.
That's the Maxwell. That's the Maxwell braid.
It's over his right eye.
Mm-hmm.
Just one braid. And it's little. Like, just small little braid. But it sits right over the right eye. And I said, how do you shoot with that in your eye?
It moves.
No. He said, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And I said, how could it not bother you? It's like right in your eye.
People always do that. Like, you ever seen a girl like with the bangs and all that type of stuff?
Not in their eye. It's right in front of his eye. So he told me it's not a problem. He goes, no, it's great.
Dre heads do it all the time.
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Was I wrong to ask that? Was there something wrong about me? Just, it was an innocently curious question, but I'm curious. I want to know from you.
No, it's what people want to know.
Should I not ask that?
Yes. It's what people want to know.
Okay.
Everybody else is wondering that too. Like, hey, that, like, cause you know, my sons have dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. And they have dreads go over their face all the time, and he'd be playing a video game. Like, bro, don't like, but you know, then again, you know,
if I had one, I'm telling you, when I had longer hair, if it was over my eye, it would drive me nuts. I'd be like, like I couldn't take it.
But it's no different from a football player with face mask.
Maybe.
So, you know, like imagine one Chris Canty had that covered all the
way. Yeah, he had a lot of bars in his. Yeah, a lot of bars. Protect his eye. I'm trying to make a joke of it, saying it's like, you know, like a crosshairs, like calibration.
Yeah.
You know, like you can just look where you can line it up and you know exactly.
Doesn't he have a bead on it? Is it a bead or something?
I didn't look close enough. I know it's definitely braided.
Yeah.
But it's not very, it's thin.
We used to do that back in the day. We used to have that little tail, that little ducktail.
Put a little braid on it?
Yeah, a little ducktail.
Yeah. All right, so you had no problem with the question?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
I think we always do that. Remember, like, you know,
I'm just curious.
The whole Saša Vujačić type of headband because of the hair in the way. We always got some of those guys that do that, and they always wiping their hair and stuff.
Yeah.
And the craziest part is when you see boxers doing that, and they wiping it up. Like, man, you're going to get punched in the face. You sit up there trying to wipe. And
somebody, just keep brushing it away.
As soon as you brush away, somebody will punch you right in the eye.
Well, the other part was who was it? Like Tyrese Maxey, sometimes Quickly. There are guys who have a lot of braids.
Maxie's.
And
like
when
that.
They spin,
that's what my kids have.
They whip around a lot. And I'm like, if I was defending you and I got hit in the face with a braid, I'd be mad. And so I said that to Quickly one time. I was like, do you hit people with the braid every now and then? Like, do they say anything to you? And he's like, nah, they don't get that close. But I mean, could you imagine? It's like you spin and it's like, gets smacked with a braid. Like, what the hell?
In football, you'll get tackled by that braid.
Yeah. Well, I've seen
part of the uniform.
You grab the braid.
You pull a whole dread out.
Damn. Okay, so that was something that Inquiring Minds wanted to know. You had no problem with that.
Yeah, not at all.
Good stuff. All right, we have more of your calls to get to. We also have to give you an update on our bracket challenge. Who has won so far and moved on? You might be surprised at some of these matchups. We'll give you also today's matchups as well. Plenty more to get to, your calls, and yes, the Knicks and the Pistons tonight. One notable addition to the injury report for tonight's game for the Knicks, I will tell you about. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, we gonna play that whole verse. Yo, man, the beef is on in the hood, son. I'm waiting to see Drake respond, son. It's time to J. Cole respond. Wouldn't we love to see like a team up duel between Kendrick Lamar, Future on one side? And then you go on the other side, you got J. Cole and Drake.
Do you really want it, though, to do that? Because, like, do we really need...
Yes.
Warring factions and, you know, breaking up the genre.
No.
Creating.
They had did a lot of work together.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? And Drake and Future was boys. And
That's what I mean. You really want to tear it up like that?
Yes. Yes. Because we get the music.
It's not healthy.
Hold up. Was not Jay-Z and Nas, Ether, and all that stuff, was that not worth it just so the music we got? Ain't nobody gonna shoot nobody. Drake in a wheelchair.
People are crazy these days.
Drake was in a wheelchair, man. He ain't gonna do nothing. He Canadian. They passive aggressive. They ain't hurt nobody.
Sorry.
They gonna do buy some Tim Hortons and say I'm sorry. Like, quit playing, man.
They actually say it's pronounced sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody. Like, and J. Cole, like, what are you gonna do? Hey, let's hoop it out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What we talk about, man? These ain't violent people.
Fair enough. Well, still. I know it makes for good conversation. Time now for a tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. So UConn, these are all, again, the top seed. UConn, Purdue, Houston, Marquette.
Purdue, how tall is that dude from Purdue?
7'4". Zach Edey.
Can he play in the league? He look like a – he can't shoot. She can't shoot the three. He just stay around and dunk
on everybody. Yeah, he's a Yao Ming type big.
Yeah. It was another guy that came out a couple years ago that was like him that didn't go nowhere. It was just a big – no, not Taco. It was a white guy. He was big, and he didn't really do much. Like, when he got in the league, he was just tall. He's, like, over 7 feet.
A lot of guys like that.
Yeah.
Bobo?
They fade away. No. Hey, quit playing. Hey, Bobo. I missed a matchup between Bobo and Wimbledon.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the guy that looks like Wally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Luca Garza.
Yeah. Because he's
great kid. I like him a lot. He's a really good kid. He's in the league.
Went to the Pistons.
He's in the league.
Went to the Pistons.
He's bounced around. But he was National Player of the Year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But he was a good big for college.
That's what this guy for Purdue
and
reminds me of.
Zach Edey has realized that each year in the draft, it's like, nobody's taking a lot.
No NIL deal for him.
So, but he's a very good college player. He's a dominant college player. But when you watch him foot-wise, I just don't know if he's going to be able to play pick-and-roll defense.
Yeah, you got to sit down there with Mitchell Robinson. Quit playing.
So. Yeah. He'll be good, but I don't know if he's going to be like that.
Yeah, he'll be a second-round draft pick.
Anyways, San Diego State, Alabama, Duke, Clemson. They're all in the Sweet 16.
Is JMU still there?
No, they lost.
Damn.
James Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they lost.
Damn.
Lost to Duke, right? I believe.
Damn.
In the women's tournament, UConn, 6 o'clock tonight against Syracuse in round 2. And Caitlin Clark in Iowa, 8 p.m. against West Virginia. Mm. And you know what Caitlin Clark said? The women's tournament is more interesting than the men's.
Why?
More people care about it. More people... You talk about beef.
But why is that? What, because South Carolina, they down the
South Carolina's on a mission.
And then LSU
is always going to be LSU. And then there's her.
That's still.
And then there's UConn.
But that's still only four. It's the same thing in the men's division.
But wait.
Houston, UConn.
Which has bigger drama? Name me one player from UConn. Name me one player from Houston.
The guy that transferred.
The kid's nice.
The guy that transferred.
The kid from Houston's nice. Name me one player other than Zach Edey from Purdue. See what I mean?
I can tell you.
But name me a player.
Coach. I can name you the coach because he was at SIU.
Name me a player from UConn women.
I don't know.
Paige Beckers.
Oh.
Name me a player from LSU.
If it ain't Juju Watkins, I don't know.
Okay. Name me a player from LSU.
Juju. Well, Baltimore's own.
Name me a player
me.
From Iowa.
Okay. Caitlin Clark.
Okay. You see what my point?
Because all they have is four players.
It doesn't matter. There's more drama. It's this battle of who's the best.
Well,
Angel Reese showing the ring thing last year. There's a lot of that.
It's not her place to say that.
Whose place?
Caitlin Clark. You don't want to start dissing at the man. You can say, well, with more skill over here.
I'll tell you what. In all honesty, I never really watched the women's game until it got to the Final Four. I was checking in.
You checked in?
Yeah. Because it's interesting.
I used to know Maya Moore and all those. It's not like the first time that I feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
Maya
but it's the first time it feels like there's some
Candace Parker.
There's some juice to this.
When Candace Parker was there.
These games are pretty good.
What's a cute ass girl that used to play for Notre Dame? She just had a baby in the league.
Okay.
What is that?
Tarasi?
You know what I'm talking about?
It was not.
Hold on. When
it's not Tarasi.
Tarasi what?
You just said Tarasi, and then you said Notre Dame.
Dan Tarasi. No, I'm talking about UConn. When she was there, you know, it's not the first time that, like.
No, I know. Those UConn teams
women,
were.
Women's
but the UConn teams had, were like, insanely good that they would just blow teams out and it wasn't fun.
And then this is,
these are good teams.
Maya Moore.
These are good teams.
We thought Notre Dame would kind of win. Right. You know what I'm talking about. What's her name?
Tournament.
She's cute, man.
Tournament update.
Just show tight.
Presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment as proud to sponsor the Big East Conference. Joy the madness and take a break from the college hoops, from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or a Schweppes ginger ale. Do you want to hear about how our little thing is going on here?
Yeah, let's do that.
Our bracket update?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Marquette is the long. Gonzaga, what if Gonzaga wins it this year after all these years they pump faking us out?
That was a surprising win that they had against Kansas. But I'm not expecting.
Well, that's because the coach was looking ahead to next year.
Think so?
That's what he said.
Do you buy that?
No.
Okay.
Taking out of context.
So here are our winners from Friday's and Thursday's and Friday's matchups. Phil Simms beats Mark Gastineau
what?
In the football region.
Well, he did win a championship.
59%.
Why is he not going? Why isn't Simms? Why wouldn't he pair it against Broadway Joe?
Because it's 8 versus 9.
Well,
remember, it's about the
okay.
Your seeding.
You're right.
Broadway Joe is, I believe, number 2.
Mm.
So Simms would have had to have been a 15 seed, which I think would have been disrespectful. 8 versus 9 in the basketball region. Jeremy Lin beat Drazen Petrovic. So
come on, man.
Jeremy
stop.
Lin moves on.
Man, stop it, man.
Another 59%.
What is this, the baby boomer? the young Generation Z must have voted on that.
Well, I mean, it's whoever voted. We got a lot of votes, though. On the baseball region, 8 versus 9 is Don Mattingly in a landslide over Keith Hernandez.
Oh, that's stop it.
That's surprising. 72%
stop.
Mattingly. Donnie Baseball.
No, stop.
I agree. That one surprises me. Hockey region, 8 versus 9. Rod Gilbert wins a close one with Scott Stevens. And then we'll move back to the 7-10 hockey region. Henrik Lundqvist, 81% of the votes, takes out Brian Trottier.
Yeah, they like it. People love Hank.
Yeah, they do.
This is because he had his reality show, The Mask.
King Henrik. Baseball region is a 7-10. And it's Thurman Munson over Dwight Gooden, 55.8% of the votes for the captain. Basketball region, 7 versus 10 is Bernard King, 74% of the votes over Sabrina Ionescu. Ooh, what do we do here? In the football region, 7 versus 10, Joe Klecko versus Justin Tuck ended in a dead tie.
Goes to the Hall of Famer.
50-50.
Goes to the Hall of Famer.
What do we do?
Goes to the Hall of
Famer. Do you know I need a ruling? What do we do?
Goes to the Hall of Famer.
The Jets need a, you know, they need a lifeline.
Yeah, it needs to go to the Hall of Famer.
Justin Tuck's a friend of the show.
It has to go to the Hall
of
Famer.
We love Justin Tuck.
We do.
If he's that big a friend of the show, have him call in and make his case right now.
He'll understand. He'll understand. Right, call right now. All right. That rarely happens, but 50-50. Okay. And then so today it's up. You have a whole day to vote. Hockey division, the 6th versus 11, Richter and Eddie Jockman. So two Ranger goalies, but from different generations. The baseball region, two beloved Mets go head-to-head here. 6 versus 11, 6 is Piazza, 11 is David Wright.
How is Piazza versus David Wright? That's
well, again, it's seating.
You remember
we
Thursday when
it's
we were reading
you were
these?
Here when we did this.
And you were eating lunch, and Alan said, anybody have any problems? And you didn't say anything?
Yeah, Piazza's going to lose that one.
All right. And then in the basketball region, the 6 versus 11 is Vince Carter versus Carmelo Anthony.
By Carmelo.
You think so?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Feels like Vince was.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And the football region, 6 versus 11 is Curtis Martin versus Harry Carson. How do you feel about that?
Who's that?
Curtis Martin versus Harry Carson.
Yeah. Like, I think Harry Carson, they appreciate him because he was the captain of those great teams.
Yep.
But he was never the biggest personality on those teams. So, yeah, I'm going with Curtis Martin.
Okay. Well, that's the latest. We'll put I guess we'll get another one up today. We'll do the 5 versus 10s. We'll throw those up and continue from there. 800-919-3776. We'll finish with a couple of calls, tell you about who could be out tonight for the Knicks against the Pistons as the Knicks try to continue to climb the ladder in the East. Opportunity there for the third seed. They play tonight.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Again, to vote, I probably should have mentioned this, the bracket challenge that we have here, the B&H bracket challenge. Just go to our Twitter feed, at Bart and Han, on Twitter, and then you can vote there. And I probably should have mentioned that at the very beginning, but I'm new to this. Knicks and the Pistons tonight at the Garden. The Knicks want to continue their winning ways. They already have clinched another winning season with their 42nd win. They go for win 43. They're right there in the standings with an opportunity to move into the third seed, which would be, you know, for them, considering all the injuries and everything else, pretty remarkable. The Orlando Magic keep winning as well, so it's all right there. But the Knicks, a half game behind the Cleveland Cavaliers for the third seed. So keep an eye on that. But who is playing tonight? First of all, for your Pistons,
listen,
ain't nobody playing.
All I need to know is
the Pistons are in last place in the league. How you now have the worst record is embarrassing. The worst record
hold
in the
on,
league.
They didn't have it for a while.
They do now because the Washington Wizards actually won a damn game. They've won two in a row, the Washington Wizards. Break them up.
It's okay.
12-59. Six straight losses. And I can't tell you who is playing, but I can tell you who ain't.
It's one key person playing. Fournier.
Cade Cunningham out. Knee management. Okay. Jalen Duren out. Back spasms. Quentin Grimes out. Right knee contuge. Asar Thompson, the rookie, he's been out with that medical issue that he's got, which is tough. But, I mean, who's playing for them? Now.
Fournier.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's going to get a lot of shots up. For the Knicks, the same old, no OG, no Julius Randle, no Mitchell Robinson. However, added to the injury list for this game, the injury report, Alec Burks. Questionable. Right shoulder sprained. I guess that happened against the Nets.
From all them bricks he was shooting?
Maybe Shake Milton gets a little run. Is Deuce got to play 48 minutes again?
Yeah.
I mean, this is
good practice for him.
So, you know, it's a back-to-back for the Pistons, by the way. So,
oh, that's
they
why
played
they
at home last night.
This load management.
No. They none of those guys played last night either.
Oh.
I love how you said that with such a smile. Oh, it's just load management. No.
So who are we trying to get in the draft?
It's not a good draft.
What are they managing for?
That's what I'm saying. What are you managing? Oh, well, 12 games left in the season.
Well, you don't want Kay Cunningham to hurt himself. You know what I'm saying? Remember, he's coming off that devastating injury.
He's been hurt. That's the problem. He was playing really well for a while.
Yeah, he's playing really well. Yeah, so let's not push it.
All right. Well, anyways.
This is the year we get him this year.
So the Knicks have a game where, as you heard them talk about Saturday when they beat – I mean, what they did in the second half to the Nets is demoralizing. And you heard the players say it. Dante DiVincenzo was saying it. Is that we're supposed to win the games we're supposed to win. And that's what these are right now.
Just a chance to get fat, right? You said they got the eighth easiest schedule, right?
They do. And when you look at the standings.
What number are we at?
What?
No, what
who
number?
We? Who's we?
The Knicks.
As far as what?
Like, what? How many games are back from third?
A half game.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought you heard me say that.
No, I missed that.
Half game. Now, here's the problem. You're a half game back of Cleveland for the third seed. Cleveland plays tonight. They have lost three in a row. Who do they play tonight?
The Cucamonga.
Yes. Exactly. No, the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm guessing,
so
barring anything outrageous, the Knicks will still be a half game out after tonight.
Who loses to?
A bad team.
The old school Orioles. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get, you got to get lane. You got to get lane against the teams you need to. You can't have the hiccups. So,
The Hornets have been bad. They've lost four in a row.
Yeah, but Cleveland could be, you know, Cleveland could be overlooking them.
Well, Cleveland's been hurt. They got guys hurt, but they are getting guys back. They haven't had Donovan Mitchell again. He's got, what did he break his nose or something? Then on Wednesday, the Knicks play the Raptors, who have lost 10 in a row. So this is, like, it's time.
So it's time now to start counting who does Cleveland play versus who do you play.
Well, the next two Cleveland games are against the Hornets.
Okay.
It's amazing.
And your next two games are against two scrubs too, Pistons and Raptors.
And then on Friday, the Knicks play the Spurs, who are also.
But you never know with Wimby.
I know.
Hopefully that's a low management day.
And though, the Cavs play the Sixers. So it's almost like the Knicks have to just keep winning here, mm-hmm. so you stay a half game out, and then maybe that's the one that.
The differential.
That gets you finally into third. But you also have to keep an eye on the Magic, who they have been on quite a run. They have won 7 of the last 10. And they're right on your tail as well, half game back of you. So you really have no time to. But this is that point of the schedule where you know it's time to eat, like you said. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens tonight.
Want to see how many guys going to get back off that injury list.
Well, all right. Ananobi, as you know, it's basically when he's ready to play.
Yeah, day to day.
How does he feel when he's ready to play? Mitchell Robinson, I don't think you were here Friday. Mitchell Robinson is essentially cleared to play contact in practice. And now they're just working him in until they feel, okay, he's ready to play in a game. I mean, I don't know, Bart.
There's
12 games left. Do you play him now? Do you play him a couple of games late in the season? Like, when do you get him involved?
I think this is the no harm, no foul time where you can play him because you're not playing against any tough competition.
I'd rather make sure I get my business taken care of. But, yeah, once he's cleared, you want to start ramping up his minutes and make sure his cardio is good enough because we know he could be a difference maker. Randall, who you mentioned, I said this Friday, like, this is the one that – is the great wild card. We have no idea. There's been no updates. When you see him work out, he looks great. But how does he feel about the shoulder and how much can he contribute? And you got to also keep in mind that you don't want to be a guy that comes back and says, all right, I'm here in body, but not what I can do. I just want to be a presence. And then what happens? People say if things don't go well, fans are going to start blaming you. So it's a very, very delicate situation.
Messed up the chemistry.
You know what I mean? Like, and does he want that? Of course he doesn't want that. So these next couple of games are about basically the Knicks need to put themselves in position to move into third and then somehow figure out a way to hold third place. But tonight's game, who's playing for the Pistons? But it doesn't matter. It's for the Knicks. Get a win. Get a win and keep climbing and get closer to the end of the season and get healthy.
Keep pace. I tell you what, man. It's going, if you don't get to the postseason, it's going to be like, oh, that Houston game, man.
K-Show next. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.